All right, that got me up out of my seat. I am dancing a little bit. Safely, though, we're talking about safety all this month with Sergeant Doug Decker from the Port Huron Police Department. June is Safety Month. He's on the line with us right now. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
For Safety Month this week, we're talking about the safe disposal of pharmaceuticals. And that's something the city of Port Huron has offered for a few years now.
Yeah, we've been involved with this project for a while. And, you know, the Red Barrel project, this is a little bit different. You know, before we've had the drug, you bring it in and you turn it in, and we have these cardboard boxes, and it's monitored by a law enforcement officer, these take-backs, you know, no questions asked. And it's a big thing to get rid of opiates, really. So that, you know, we have to have an officer constantly there. There's a lot of restrictions in that. This makes it a little easier for people just to come in anytime, you know, when the building's open. We're not just having set dates where we say this is when we'll accept them. And really this project all started, it's called the Big Red Barrel Project, and MSP, Michigan State Police, and Livingston County Sheriff's Office really got this going. And the idea was we'll put these big red barrels in a safe area, which are generally going to be police lobbies, and it's a safe way for people to confidentially also drop off unused or unwanted medications, you know, prescription medications. So Port Huron Police Department, we have a big red barrel. It's in the lobby of the police department. We're on the ground floor of the, you know, MOC. And also I remind people, St. Clair County Sheriff's Office, they have a drop-off point in the lobby of the sheriff's office, too. So if you go in their lobby, so, you know, you can come into the MOC during normal business hours. And also why I picked, you know, this topic this week is really this is the first week where we're opening the MOC back up to the public. And, you know, it's not just maybe by appointment for things. You know, a lot of the employees in the other offices throughout the building are back here. Lobby doors are going to be open back up. People will have access and can get down here to it. So I want to remind people, you know, this program is going to be back up and running. You know, so you can bring things off during normal business hours. And really the program, yeah, a lot of it had to do, as I said, response to drug overdoses and concerns about the opiate problem. So, you know, to safely dispose pharmaceuticals, there's a lot of reasons for this. Number one, drug overdose is a leading cause of accidental death here in the U.S. And these are some things I pulled from, I was on the MSP website, and then you go on into some other areas and you can check. 70,000 children go to the hospital each year for medication errors, you know, whether they get a hold of something they shouldn't, or they, you know, maybe by accident they take too much of something when it's given to them. Mm-hmm. And 69% of people who misuse pain meds, they generally get them from a friend or relative. And you've probably seen, you know, somebody got some Motrin or something, and they go, well, I only used them for a couple days and the pain was gone. So then someone's like, I got a bad headache, and, you know, and you're basically giving mm-hmm. them your prescription, which is a big no-no. You know, it's against the law. It's something you can't do. And then the heroin users, 80% of them, you know, this began with, you know, the over-prescribing of pain medications and that quite often. So we want to remind people, you know, expired meds, unwanted, unused prescription drugs, they're dangerous if they're in the wrong hands, you know. And, you know, especially that concern, you know, I'm saying about kids. So our goal is safe disposal. You can come to a safe place to do it. You wouldn't have to concern yourself that somebody's going to take them from you. And we want it to be confidential. People don't need to see what kind of medications you're on, things like that. And also we want to prevent the misuse of prescription drugs. And we're also, you know, it's environmental safety. We want to reduce environmental hazards. You know, for years it was just like, what do we do with unused prescriptions? And, you know, yeah, just flush them down the toilet and get rid of them. Right. That way nobody's using them. But we're putting trace amounts of those medications into our waterway. So
yeah, it's not good.
If just you or I do it, maybe we're okay. But if 300 million American citizens all flush their prescriptions away, we're putting a large amount into the water system in that. So we don't want to destroy our environment either. So yeah. Another thing, just before you even do this, what are some safe storage methods that we'd recommend? Prescription drugs should always be kept in the container you receive them in. One, a lot of times they have childproof caps on them, right? The other, you don't want to put them in a bag where now you can't tell what you have, or maybe there is an accidental overdose. Kids get a hold of them, or a pet, and, you know, how do we know what they took if it was just a bag of things? The other, they should be locked in a container somewhere in a cool, dry place. And again, I said, out of the reach of children and pets. And while you might not think about pets, I remember a friend was staying from out of town. He had some joint supplements in a bag, and the dog smelled them, and a bottle that originally had 120 was down to only 110, and my dog ate 110 of these, and luckily he survived, but he also threw up all over the floor, right? So maybe you don't have kids, but if you have pets, be concerned. You know, they smell it, and it's something they think they should get into and eat.
This is a good time to be talking about this, too, because a lot of people have, in these past few months, been cleaning every drawer and cupboard and closet in their home, so they may have come across a lot of these old prescriptions they need to get rid of.
That's right, you know, and they're ready. They're like, what do I do with these? You know, I have them all. I'm just waiting. So that's why I want to remind them to come on out. You know, it's time you can start bringing them in. So you should carry them in the original container when you bring them down here. And then you should have a resealable baggie, and we try to keep them on site here for people. And the pills have to be dumped in that resealable baggie and sealed and then disposed of in the barrel. Then the prescription containers, there's a couple things you should do. Scratch out your personal information. You know, you don't want anybody to have names, date of birth, any addresses, who your doctor is. And then you have the choice. You could recycle the plastic, or you can throw it away. Now, let's say maybe you don't have the ability or opportunity to bring something down here and drop it off. There's another method, you know, the alternative to dispose of meds. There's a little recipe. So you can mix them with either dirt, cat litter, or used coffee grounds. You add a small amount of water, and you mix it together, and that small amount of water helps to dissolve the solid meds. So they just kind of mix in with all that. Then you would take that mixture, seal it in a Ziploc bag, place it in the trash, and dispose of it. And again, dispose of the containers. So that's an alternative. I always learned something new, you know, researching this and reading, and they said chemotherapy drugs, consult with your doctor, you know, for disposal.
Okay.
That's something you wouldn't want to drop off or throw away in the trash.
Right.
And there are, I'll remind people, we have some items that we don't accept in that container, right, because all these end up going to a site to be destroyed by an incinerator, right? So they won't accept sharps, so like needles and syringes. And their recommendation is you get a sharps container, and you can purchase them at a drugstore, and you place them in that, right? Also, we can't take inhalers, aerosols, because they would explode in the incinerator. And we don't take ointments, liquids, or lotions. We don't accept them. So with the ointments, the liquids, and lotions, you could do that same thing with that mixture. You know, you could mix them in with the dirt, the cat litter, or the used coffee grounds, mix it together in a bag, and then dispose of it in the trash. So those are some items we don't take in the big red barrel down here.
Good to know, and that barrel's always there at the Municipal Office Center. You can bring it in during what, regular business hours?
That's correct. And, you know, if somebody showed up after business hours and they were to tell our dispatchers, hey, I'm down here, you know, if we have the ability that we can get an officer back here and the building's locked up, we'll assist them with disposing of it. I would tell people that, too. So,
all right. Good to know. Good safety tip. A good way to get rid of those prescriptions that you don't need anymore. You don't want sitting around, and you want to make sure you dispose of them safely. Good advice, Doug. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Talk to you next.